Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Hoffman Show on a Friday here on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. I'm Craig Hoffman. He's Anthony Haney, super producer of the program. Anthony, I went to bed with like a minute left in the game last night. So you ready to talk about this Thunder win?
You went to bed with a minute left to go in what game?
The NBA Finals game. So you ready to talk about this?
I am ready to talk about the game.
This Thunder win? How OKC went up game one?
Oh, yeah. You missed it then, sir.
I've been on the internet all day. Something happened?
Tyrese Halliburton happened again.
It can't happen again. Statistically impossible. They've already broken every record of like coming back. You know why no one's taking me seriously? Why everyone knows that I'm lying right now and I know exactly what happened in this game?
Why?
Because I obviously went to bed way before 1 second left in regulation last night. Let's
well,
be
you
real.
Got to.
Yeah, mid third quarter. See ya. I'm out. We'll watch the rest in the morning. And boy, was I surprised when I wake up this morning and see look at the reactions as the Pacers storm back to steal game one. God, to see Tyrese Halliburton. I'm like, again? They did it again? Sure did. You know, all these numbers about the histories of teams in this situation were 120, had won 120 straight games, and now it's 1 in 120. Like, it's just, how do they keep doing this? They're taking The win probability stuff is so funny to me because everyone freaks out when a team that has a 99% chance of losing wins. And it's like, well, yeah, it didn't say 100. It said 99%. So this is the one. How many times in these playoffs have the Pacers been the one? Like, this does seem to be saying there might be a problem with the model. Like, this is absolutely ridiculous what this team is doing. But the thing is, it's because they keep doing that that allows them to keep doing it. Their belief is so incredibly high. They never give up. They are a team because of the pace they play, the intensity that they bring does wear on you. And so for four quarters, Richard Jefferson was kind of a broken record at times about certain things last night, but he wasn't wrong about them. You know, Indiana needing to slow down just a little bit to kind of regain control. And there's another change they made in the second half that we can talk about stylistically. But I think on a bigger picture, the thing that he kept saying that I really thought was true is this is a 48-minute team. And Indiana in that game last night was tied for about a minute and a half, trailed for 46 minutes and 23 seconds, and led for 0.3 seconds in the entire game. It was the final 0.3, and thus the Pacers, against all odds, are up 1-0 in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, it truly just it's crazy to think, how they continue to do this. I think the game I was at yesterday, in terms of the Mystics, how it looked like we were going to storm back, and then, you know, one bad turnover caused, you know, lose by more than, you know, a couple of possessions.
And by the way, Indiana had that turnover. They had it. It was a not. I watched the first two. Like, I missed obviously the first quarter because I was also at the Mystics game. We wound up leaving that game a little bit early. Get home, pick up like mid or late first quarter, I think is when I picked the game up. Watch live until the middle of the third quarter, and then watch the rest back as if live this morning, already knowing the score. But I watched like the broadcast feed, and then literally in the hour before the show, I went back and watched the condensed game again. So I watched they chop out all the fluff, so it takes about 45 minutes to watch a full game. Watch it again, and I remember watching this live and being like, "Oh, that should have been the dagger," and then making sure that when I rewatched it again to like write down the timestamp. With 9:45 to go, Indiana pitches the ball. Like, I can't remember who it was. I think it might have been Neesmith. Someone gets caught in the air and they throw the ball back and it goes over Miles Turner. Actually, no, it was the inbound. They had an inbound. It was McConnell. It's inbounding the ball. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4. And he's like, okay, got to go to the outlet to the big. And he overthrows Turner. And Jalen Williams gets the run out dunk.
Yep,
Thunder right are up 14. With 9:45 to go. That should have been the same exact turnover that the Mystics had last night in their game, where they have a run going. It's like, oh, this is going to get close. Liberty, you know, smoked them in the second quarter, but they're just chopping wood, coming back. And then it's the NBA, it's the WNBA, everybody makes a run. And that was the thing that, like, the Pacers did yesterday that was so remarkable was – they never let, and OKC, by the way, is the best at this in the entire league. It's what's actually made them dominant this year. It's typically in the third quarter, they go on a run that you can't come back from. They go on like a back-to-back run where it's like, they go on a run, timeout, now it's our turn to go on a run. Nope, they just extend it out. Now all of a sudden you're down 25 and the game's basically over. Indiana never let them go on that second run. So even though they were down 14 with 9:45 to go, which in most games is an insurmountable lead against this Oklahoma City team, they never let it get worse than that. And so they're able to chip away. All of a sudden it's 8. They're able to chip away. Next thing you know, it's 4 with 2 minutes to go and party on. And Oklahoma City, I didn't love their last two possessions offensively, not just from like a result standpoint, from a process standpoint. It felt like they didn't really take it that seriously. It's like, let's just make sure we get a shot off. And they did. They weren't quality shots. And next thing you know, Tyrese Halliburton's got the ball dribbling up the floor with, you know, 6 seconds to go and 0.3 seconds left. It's 111-110 Indiana, and there's your final.
Yeah. Going off of that, I think that was what was so good about the Pacers. And to be honest, Craig, we might have to even have the discussion about the Pacers just being like one of the best fourth quarter like teams, because for somehow, some way, they always seem to, you know, be able to rally. And that's why, you know, Richard Jefferson kept on saying this is a 48 minute team, because they don't give up. Even if the game looks to be getting out of hand, they just continue to, you know, fight, chip away. And yesterday, them being able to take care of the ball in the fourth quarter, defend at a high clip. You know, Chet Holmgren and Jalen Williams, they struggled shooting the ball yesterday. Shea, you know, he had it going. He had 38. But the others, they couldn't really get going. So I think you got to tip your hat to the Pacers in terms of limiting what the Thunder were able to do in the fourth quarter, only holding them to about like 15 points in the fourth quarter, and then extending, you know, their lead and stuff. So
yeah, no doubt.
This is going to be a series.
In the fourth quarter, I mean, first of all, Obi Toppin in the fourth quarter alone was a plus 17.
Mm-hmm.
He played 6 minutes and 52 seconds. Toppin's the difference in the game in a lot of ways, because he had a ton of turnovers and was bad in the first half. He was awesome in the second half, hit some threes. He had a couple of nice passes, had a couple of rebounds that mattered. In the fourth quarter, I mean, he was ridiculous.
He had 8 in the fourth as well.
Yeah, yeah, he had 6 in the fourth. 6 points on 2 of 2 shooting, and then two of two threes, and then he also must have hit 2 free throws. No, he just had the. You said he had 8. I had said he had 6. Math, yeah. Hard. He had 6. NBA.com. I just ordered this today. They have, because I know they have the books like hidden, like the big books that you get handed at the end of your media. They actually have this as like an interactive, more, you know, more user-friendly version on the NBA.com box score. So I'm looking at a fourth quarter box right now. You know, Oklahoma City lost the fourth quarter by 10 points. So they were able to erase a double-digit lead. And it's in part because Oklahoma City shoots 36.8%. They were 7 of 19 in the fourth quarter, didn't make a single three. That's how you do it. Meanwhile, 50% from the field, including 6 of 10 from three. So you got 0% on five attempts, 60% on 10 attempts. There's your difference in the ballgame. That is ridiculous. Not to mention, from a turnover standpoint, where it was obviously a huge advantage for Oklahoma City for most of the game, just three turnovers in the fourth quarter from, including the one I mentioned on that inbound from McConnell, for Indiana. And that's the difference, right? Is they have five turnovers in the second half, 19 in the first half. And there's definitely more to talk about here, including something that Anthony wanted to talk about in terms of the way that Mark Daigneault and the Oklahoma City Thunder deployed their lineups. So we'll get into that and much more on the NBA Finals in this first hour next here on the Hoffman Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Talking about the NBA Finals, you want to get some thoughts in? I guess we can take some calls. 301-230-0980. 5 o'clock. The good thing about where we went to school, Anthony, is there's always a person that we know that's covering something. Andrew Chernoff, who does TV up in Indianapolis, is going to join us. He's in Oklahoma City for the finals. So we'll get the Pacers perspective coming up at 5 o'clock. To the victor go the spoils. And by the spoils, I mean an appearance on the Hoffman Show, Anthony. That's really what better spoil could you want on a Friday in early June?
A Hoffman Show appearance.
By the way, do you have a note somewhere in your phone about things to do in Paris when you go to Paris next month?
Oh, do I have a note?
Yeah. Are you keeping like a restaurant list or something?
I am not, but I would love to.
Okay. Early June in Paris. That's why all of a sudden I said early June and that popped in my head. Early June in Paris. Probably the best meal we had in Paris. Unbelievable. And if you eat.
Is this a breakfast place?
No, it's dinner. And they don't take reservations. But if you eat at, you know, an American time and not a French time, it's not that hard to get in. Because you go at like, you know, 6:30, 7 o'clock, as opposed to when they're eating at 9, and it's not.
I'm not eating at 9.
Yeah, it's just, you'll be fine. Early June, it's delicious. Anyone out there listening that's going to Paris, go to early June in Paris. You can tell them I sent you. They don't know who I am. All right. Mark Daigneault is the coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder, and last night he made a change to his starting lineup, Anthony, and you didn't like it very much.
I mean, I just thought it was a little weird to change your lineup before playing, you know, the first game in the NBA Finals. And again, these two teams played each other in the regular season, the Thunder end up winning. They didn't, you know, change their lineup then. But to come into the series with a game plan change, I thought was a little weird, just because I think you see substitutions or you see adjustments made in game two, maybe even game three. Game four might be a little too late. But you can still, you know, make adjustments in game four as well. But I just thought this was a little premature, given, like, you haven't played the Pacers yet and you haven't seen how they will respond to your double big lineup that you would have deployed out there. So I thought it was a little premature. In the first half, it certainly worked. And I want to say, like, you know, in the second half, it worked until it didn't work. But we'll see what Mark Daigneault does. I would expect him to actually go back, roll out the same stars that he did, because, again, like, I think from the first half, it actually did work out for them.
Yeah. For me, it's hard to, like, I don't know. So I have multiple thoughts here that I'll try to explain and balance out. And I also try to pull some data real quick on all of this. No, I don't want to reset the filters. I want to do from that date to this date, and I'd like to get the information, and then that'll allow me to talk more intelligently about this in a second. So the thing about changing your lineup if you're the best team in the league in the NBA Finals is it's probably stupid. You got there for a reason. You got there because you have a tremendous continuity. You got there because you have tremendous output. And I think this is tricky, though, because you have a balance. You have to both balance the matchups and the schematics with the psychology. If you are a team that is built on confidence and, you know, kind of a swagger, then making an adjustment before you've even played a game feels a little bit silly. Unless maybe you consider your identity to be, hey, we're adaptable to anything. We're always going to have an answer. But I do think that there's something to saying, hey, we've gotten here by being us. Everyone's got their roles. We're 100 games into the season. Let's just keep things rolling the way they are. And I actually think that is probably the side of the argument I come down on, while also admitting, like, hey, it's pretty important to make sure that you get, the matchups right in a game that is mostly drawn on matchups. As for how it actually played out in the game, the starters for Oklahoma City were Dort, Williams, Holmgren, Wallace, and Alexander. Typically, or Gilgeous Alexander. Typically, Cason Wallace is not out there, and Isaiah Hartenstein, the double big lineup that Anthony referenced, is. So if I look real quick at this, the best lineup, well, I say Gilgeous Alexander, Dort, Holmgren, Williams, and Wallace. That lineup yesterday played 16 and a half minutes together and was a positive plus minus. It was OKC's second best lineup in the game. Their best lineups were, you know, they only played 3 and 2 minutes together. But they were both plus five per 100. This is also per 100 possessions. So Caruso, Gilgeous Alexander, Dort, Holmgren, Williams, Caruso, Hartenstein, Gilgeous Alexander, Joe, and Wiggins. If I change this from, I know this is great radio, in terms of, oh, that was actually per game. If I go per 100 possessions, sort it that way, the best lineup in the game was Caruso, Wiggins, Holmgren, Williams, Mitchell. So, like, you get some of the funkiness. But the starters overall yesterday, like, that's not where they lost the game. The starters played really well. They got out to a 7-0 lead. They ultimately were able to, hold that advantage that they had early throughout the game when they were in together. And I think if I'm Daigneault, I'd probably go back to it in game two. You know, because if I look at also yesterday, I'm see if they even played the double big lineup. Did they play the double big lineup? So we're looking for Hartenstein and Holmgren together. Hartenstein, Gilgeous-Alexander, Hartenstein, Gilgeous-Alexander, Hartenstein. I don't think they played together at all. Actually, I would have to look at two-man lineups. Two-player lineups. You know you can sort all this, Anthony? And by the way,
I'm learning on the fly.
Tremendous radio right now, let me tell you. All right, Hartenstein and Holmgren did not play at all together in game one.
So, all right, my question to you then is, since they're going with this small ball, you know, lineup, do you think that favors the Pacers a little bit more than the Thunder in terms of, like, defensive rebounding? What else?
I think they're scared of the matchups. I think they're scared of Holmgren and Hartenstein. Like, who do they defend? If Indiana's going to go small, do you match it or do you say we're going to beat you up? Neither of those guys are like dominant offensive players. So it's not like, you know, you got Shaq or, you know, Shaq and another big, or, you know, Duncan and Robinson back in the day. It's like, okay, you're going to go small against us. We'll just kill you. They don't have that. And so if Holmgren, who's more of a perimeter player, Hartenstein, who is a useful offensive player, is a pivot piece, like he's a good passer, but he's not going to like drive it and score, then what they would have to give you offensively and rebounding wise would have to be worth it, or defensively and rebounding wise would have to be worth it on offense. And that's probably not going to be the case, because defensively, are you actually gaining anything? I would say no. And if you look at the best two-man groups for Indiana in this game, you know, it's the top-end minutes and it's the Turner minutes. Like, when they had their, you know, either super small or one big on the floor, that was the best spot for them. You know, Nembhard Toppin, plus 18 in 16 minutes. Nembhard Nesmith, plus 17 in 24 minutes. Toppin Nesmith, plus 15. Like, that group that wound up closing the game is Indiana's best lineup, and it's kind of going to be on Dagenau to figure out how to match it. And that's the finals, is like, what buttons do you press? But I think it's probably worth finding out. I think it's probably worth 5 minutes at the very least. And if it goes well in the first half, you go back to it. And if you're like, oh, nope, there's a reason we're not doing this, then maybe you don't go double big lineup at all. But it's a card to play.
Yeah, and I think Rick Carlisle, the lineup you just pointed out, it's important to note, Turner wasn't playing well until the fourth. Obi Toppin, the first half, struggled. The second half, definitely did hit some timely threes. But it's the fact that he just went back to those guys that he's, you know, been leaning on all season long, and they were able to deliver for him. So, again, it's going to come down to coaching. It's going to come down to, you know, who can make the right adjustments. But I think Indiana being able to, you know, close out the fourth quarter as strong as they did, it is huge. And in a game that they did not necessarily play well, Tyrese Haliburton, 13 shot attempts. I don't think we're going to see that again.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, it's going to come down to, do they turn the ball over a zillion times? So that's probably part of it. You know what's also crazy, looking at these two-man lineups? Oklahoma City does not have a single two-man lineup that had a negative point differential in the game.
Because, I mean, they only lost by one, right?
Right. They lost by one, and all of them dudes that were on the floor at the end when they were finally losing or gave up some of that lead or had lost leads at parts of the game were apparently in at different times where they were also ahead in the game, or they were gaining in the game. So there's no like blinking red light here. It's just that, like, you know, when Nembhard and Toppin are out there, Indiana's plus 18 for those 17 minutes. So you're going to have to find some groups, if you're Oklahoma City, that can create some separation. Gilgeous Alexander Holmgren was the best two-man pairing for Oklahoma City in the game. 22 minutes, they were plus 7. So
that's so crazy considering how poorly Chet shot the ball.
The numbers are noisy, man. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. It's a tough deal. Unless there's another page of this data. Oh, that's why. And the fact I just gave has to be wrong. Two player. There's got to be. Yeah. There's the negative numbers. That's what we're talking about. Yeah, give me that Williams, Case, and Wallace minus 11. Dort Wallace, minus 10. Caruso Wallace. So I will say, the Case and Wallace minutes don't seem to be going great. So maybe you got a point, Anthony. Maybe you got a point. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll take some of your calls on the NBA Finals next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.